Hi, this is dictation for Angela Calvin, A-N-G-E-L-A-C-A-L-V-I-N. Data service is 5-5-2025. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen was on March 12, 2025 and missed an appointment for the last month. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 12-26-2024 as a restaurant driver where she was T-bone, and then she also hit a pole on a T-bone passenger side. Her birthday is 10-1-69 and today's date is 5-5-2025. The patient says that her physical therapy has been ongoing. And not feeling better much. She reports only 50% improvement. Pain level is between 4 to 8. She reports that her lower back pain is suffering from 8 and shooting down to both the buttocks and sometime left posterior thigh in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The neck pain is affecting in the upper back, and neck pain is reported to be 8 also. And the shoulder pain to the left is reported to be 7 to 10. With difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. In abduction or forward flexion. Please review the records for ADLs, for system review. Additional issues, medical history, additional medications, substance abuse and compliance history. Blood pressure is 118 over 79, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains same from previous visit, 3-12-2025, dictation number 0314-004. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as the patient has been improving. And medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effects. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Sifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine number 4 for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for headache, for anxiety. Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, OCD, sleep. Lyrica, 50 mg twice a day for pain, and lidocaine ointment for pain relief, topical pain relief. Patient will be re-seen in 30 days' time. Meanwhile, the physical therapy is going on. The MRIs that patient had were reviewed at length. He's found to have a normal TBI series, so no treatment is required for the brain. There's no trauma, absolutely. She has a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, and a herniated disc at C7-T1, which will require 2 to 3 epidural injections. In the lumbar region, there is a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5, causing the pain issues, indenting both L4, L5 nerve root, and also facetoligamentous hypertrophy from L3 to L5-S1. Patient may require a few more injections of steroid and morphine in this area to bring further relief. Thank you. A urine drug screen was obtained and maps have been reviewed for this patient. Thank you.